is Fuck You Dad.
Okay.
All right.
Should we just do the soft open, though?
Let's do soft open.
I like the soft open.
Soft open is we don't start with the like, welcome to Fuck You Dad. Okay, we're just going to continue what we're talking about,
which is
right beforehand. We're talking with Tommy, who's a hilarious Chicago comic, Tommy Sneegan.
Whatever his name. I got brought on stage as Chris Schneegel one time. It was after I had maybe messed with the host a little bit on the first show.
Okay.
And on the second show, he brought me up as Chris Schneegel. And I was like, that was pointed. For sure. Afterwards, he's like, "Dude, I completely spaced," and I was like, "Okay." Whatever.
How did you mess with him on the first show?
He bombed pretty hard, and I got on stage and I just
you gotta do something.
I said basically like, I don't want to give it away, but I was like, yeah, I was gonna do 10 minutes on what he specifically bombed about.
Uh-huh.
And it got this big pop, and then afterwards he...
So you were a comedian.
Right, yeah.
The room was really awkward. So he wasn't funny, so I needed to be funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, you never have to apologize.
And I get to the green room, and he just won't look at me. And so eventually I go, hey, man, I hope that was all right.
You know what I would have done? I would have been like, hey, you probably need one of these, and I'd hand him a notebook and a pen. I'd be like, how about you just start over?
I got some tips. Maybe write down the thing I said.
Writing. Yeah, dude, you know what I did up there? You're going to want to do it like that.
Do one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. God, yeah, Chris Schneegel. I'll never forget that.
That's brutal, dude.
That was awesome.
I forgot someone's full name hosting. I can be a terrible host. I'm a terrible lot of things. I can be a real, where I just fully blanked on the name, and I just went to like the fake name George Costanza uses in Seinfeld. I introduced him as Art Vandalay.
Yeah, incredible. That's so much better than admitting you forgot.
No, I would, fuck that. I follow the American way. Don't admit your faults. Boldly overcompensate. Mm-hmm.
You're like, that's kind of my thing when I'm a host.
It's
that's
funny.
What I do.
And you could,
I just bring up my old Seinfeld characters.
Is that not funny?
It's incredible.
It's a fun time.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's the worst thing, too, as a white guy, to be hosting an open mic, is to fuck up somebody's name who isn't a white person.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you look like an asshole. They get a free minute of, like, this white piece of shit. I've done that so many times where I didn't ask,
like,
and then they've got a V and an S and an H, and I'm just like, ugh.
I don't plan ahead. That's all this is. I didn't look at your name till the moment I had to say it out loud.
And I'm hosting an open mic, so I'm like 4.5 drinks in, so
it's
not having a good time.
A difficult name, I couldn't give a fuck.
Oh yeah.
When anyone asks about my name, I'm like, just say he's done it before.
Yeah.
This is gonna happen next.
Do whatever you want.
At an open mic, I'm almost like, don't say my name. Don't admit to anybody.
I
want to
be
here.
Like X.
It doesn't but that'd be kind of sick. Actually.
Yeah. It just cuts to me in an X sweatshirt. That's like my name.
Although then,
I tried
then
to just
not
go
addressing that would be insane.
That'd be pretty weird.
Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
up next, X.
X.
And like, that's weird. All
right. And then everyone's just like, it's Kenyon.
Yeah. I want to do that
Kenyon,
tomorrow.
You were here yesterday.
I want to fully rebrand as X.
Yes.
And let everyone be like, what's going?
That'd
You're
be
like,
so
first
funny.
The earrings, now X. The guy's lost his mind.
A comic.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There when Kenny just had a full mental breakdown and tried to change his name to X.
Don't acknowledge it off stage either. You're back to normal. Yeah.
No, I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna like a fat neck tattoo that says X, and I'm still doing the same.
Then no one will ask, dude. Everyone will be like, "He's really, I don't know what it is, but it seems violent."
Yeah, I don't really want to find out.
Yeah,
but I'd love to still do the same jokes. Just
for sure.
Open relationship. people, gauges are dumb. Like Kenny has a teardrop tattoo
and gauges. Now.
Yeah, if I have gauges, that's when it's like I'm over.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's
right
because
I mean
done.
That's then your joke's done. Then you can't do the joke.
And if I don't have 1 minute of jokes after doing comedy for 6.5 years.
If you get gauges, I will get a small wooden cross and put it outside the tattoo place where you got it, and it'll say Kenyon Adamczyk, the day he died. God bless. And I'll come and I'll pray to it, and I'll light a candle every day, dude.
Okay.
That'll be where you died. That's where you died. That's where you stay.
It would be a fun bit if you all of a sudden had gauges.
It would be. I'm kind of not giving a fuck as much anymore about. You
good.
Know, you got earrings. Like I don't care. Let's just.
Yeah,
let's
the earrings. Did that bring out a new side of you?
It brought kind
of
did.
Got a little crazy.
Got a little kid.
Also, you got earrings and like a nice haircut.
Yeah, I got a fade
and
earrings.
Same. Was it the exact same time?
No, it was on the round the same time.
Yeah.
It was after quarantine. I had a lot of time to look at myself, and I went, "Boy, is this not pleasant."
This is so funny. I was looking through old videos, and I got to show you. I'll make it pop up on the screen too. Of this old video of this podcast, this is what Kenyon used to look like. Look at that.
Yeah, I mean.
Holy moly, Anticholi.
You really got hot quick.
I know.
Huge comeback.
I mean, it was
also,
an episode.
What is it? Are you wearing football jersey?
That's a UNC Tar Heels, actually, but yeah.
Okay, I don't
But
see
it doesn't say UNC on it.
I was
going
to say, it kind of looks like a practice jersey. Yeah.
Hey, to be fair, that was quarantine. That was me being quarantined. Right. But to be also fair, there's something about a breakup that really lights the fire of, like, we need a full redo.
Yeah, well, because all of a sudden you're selling yourself again.
You're right, and we got it. We go back. We got to the stair holders. You're like, what? That wasn't working.
Yeah, maybe we redesign the product. we go back into beta mode. Yeah,
get the fade. We get this going. You know,
God, incredible.
So, Tommy, you were a Minnesota boy too.
Yes, sir. Born and raised. St. Paul.
St. Paul, baby. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I love Minnesota. I go back a lot. Minnesota ruled. It's I've never like skipped a winter in my life, so that sucks. Like, that's why I have this, I think, like, desire to live in California or something for a year, just to skip one fucking winter.
I moved to North Carolina when I was 20. That's when I started skipping winters.
You were in Minnesota for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that changed my whole outlook on what life could be.
Yeah,
I was
amazing.
Like, oh, I don't have to like want to die for like 4 or 5 months of the year. I can like go outside and enjoy myself.
And... Dude, and people in the Midwest, especially in Minnesota, they're like, yeah, but that's what gives you a personality.
Yeah, they have some sort of weird fucked up pride about it.
It's such a married argument. It's such a consistent argument. Everyone says the same thing. It's like seasons give a place personality. It's like, yeah, and depression.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
And just genuine pain, and it sucks to be outside.
Yeah, like you can't do most of what you want to do.
It,
like,
literally, if I hang outside for 30 minutes without a shirt on, I will die.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Without a shirt on? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, without a jacket on, you're in physical pain. It's bad.
Yeah.
I just hate the weird, like, dick on the table argument have. Mm-hmm. Like someone
it happens all the time.
Someone at my girlfriend's work, who lives in Iowa, they was, like, literally negative... like 1 degrees, and she's like, it's cold. They're like, this ain't nothing. I'm like, this is quite literally as cold as it could. If it's any colder, like, you would die outside.
But they always do that. Well, last year it got to, you know, or hey, what do you remember Halloween of 97?
Yeah,
when it got to, when it snowed 3 feet and it got to negative 25. It's like,
well, here's the thing, that was a mistake living here. It's a mistake living here now.
Why didn't you leave after that? Yeah, that's honestly, it was fun as a kid, if you'll agree. Here, like, it was fun because, like, I grew up playing hockey and stuff, so like winter was fun from like I'd say late November to like January.
All
like
the snow,
end of January.
The sledding, the snowboarding, the snowball fights,
and then you have these 3 months. It's the same thing as here, where it's just like dog shit, and like you can't really do anything, and it's still cold, but it's like just sloppy outside from like February to April. That
slush season, bro.
Yeah,
and so I saw on your podcast, Roommates in Law, thank you. Great podcast.
Plug.
You were a late bloomer. I was a late bloomer as well.
Oh, when did you go through puberty?
I want to say 15.
Okay.
I want to say 15,
like, what
16
do you mean
is
by
when
late
I started.
Bloomer, like,
when I was a freshman in high school.
I want a spreadsheet.
First pube, when was it?
When I was a freshman in high school, we were getting changed in gym class, and I didn't have any armpit hair, and I made up this extravagant lie that I put on expired deodorant, and it dried, it got crusted, and I had to rip out all my armpit hair. That's why I didn't have armpit hair.
And that says a lot about you right there.
Yeah. That's like a next level kind of sociopath.
You didn't have any lies like that? You don't have any?
No, I didn't give that much.
No, but I also, I mean, no one was like looking at me being like, you should have armpit hair.
Oh, see, I was thinking everyone was going to think that.
This was as a freshman?
Yeah.
I was 4'11", and I looked like I was 6 years old. Yeah. So it's like, it wasn't like, no one was like, wow, dude, why don't you have pubes yet? Everyone was like, are you a kid genius?
Yeah.
And you're 8.
Why is this 8-year-old in the locker room?
I will say, like, the most tempted I was to join the swim team was because they shaved their armpits. And that was like, as I was getting up
see,
there,
you
I was
were
like,
thinking about it, though.
I was like, huh, that would be a good excuse.
Yeah.
I just waited it out.
Were you, so is that where you, like, started to be funny?
Yeah, that's probably why.
Why you think so?
I leaned pretty hard into like the theater kid thing.
Oh, okay.
You were a
okay.
theater kid?
Yeah, I grew
you
up.
You strike me as well because you're like really cool.
Hey, thanks, dude.
You're like really fun to be around and cool.
Well, I was just like a cool, sick theater kid. You know, I was one of those.
Paradox. I've never met one that exists.
No, I was such a fucking dweeb.
Everyone I know who's a cool theater kid, they always go, "Hey, I wanted to be in theater and it didn't work out." I'm like, "That's why you're cool."
Yeah, you failed.
No, no, no. The fate stopped you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fate was like, no, you're destined to be a good hang.
Yeah, you have too good of a personality. Yeah,
same here. I kind of want to be a theater kid, but I was legitimately too cynical.
Yeah.
And doing too many drugs at the time to hang out with theater kids. Because they'd be like being like there's just a performativeness to them where they'd just be like, oh my God, I'm like that. And even at 16, I'm like, oh, that's too much. Like a cigarette in the mouth, like, yo. Oh, too much.
They're all doing like a circle massage chain, and they're just standing on the outside like these pussies.
Yeah, it was like
ruining our country. This isn't what I fight on the playground for.
I just kept going, you'll see, even though I've seen nothing in life. I'm like, you'll see. Get their seventh period, you'll see.
My high school was so big that their theater department like won awards or whatever.
Did you go to Lakeville?
I went to Wayzata.
Wayzata, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Huge.
I feel so left out in this podcast.
Yeah,
so you guys are just starting
to get real
names.
Inside Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right.
Wayzata stinks.
I was so close to being like, you think I was from fucking Lakeville, dude? You think I'm fucking Lakeville, pussy?
Yeah, don't read into that.
But no, the theater kids had their own like batch of bullies. So if you like went to Theater 101 and was like, I'm thinking about getting started, they'd be like, Doth hath not, no script to this. And then they all like giggle at you and you'd be like, what? You guys suck.
They were like comics.
A little bit.
Like the big dog comics.
Absolutely. Right. Oh, yeah. They would big dog you in theater. They'd be like, you're a fucking, you wear all black and you just scoot a box around.
Oh, that's but the great thing about that is like, I feel like if you had any testosterone, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to mildly punch you. And then become king of the theater. Okay? All you have to do is just slightly throw
just
a jab your
gonna
way.
I'm going to physically take over.
Yeah. I'm going to do a fucking thumb war with you and you're going to, you know, cry and be in therapy for 3 years.
Did you ever, did you get any, and you don't strike me as a kid who got into any trouble.
No, I stayed out of trouble. I was a pretty good kid. I got into some trouble in college, but nothing crazy.
Just like drinking tickets, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of shit, yeah.
Just imagine this cuts like, to just Tommy having like a Xanax empire. Like nothing crazy.
Just minor. I only had 12 people working for me.
Yeah, just loading an AK-47. Yeah. Like he did that on one block?
Yeah. At the University of Notre Dame. Yeah. No, known drug capital.
Yeah.
Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
And dude, you looked like a child? That's a scary place to look like a child.
Yeah, I mean, I was... the difference between freshman year and senior year is, like, insane. I truly went through puberty, like, halfway through my senior year of high school into, like, freshman year of college.
That was just in time. It was almost like your body's like, dude. It was until you needed it.
Yeah, it was like, we can't get out there.
It almost helped
like
you.
This.
It's like, okay, let's prevent a pregnancy. Uh-huh. And then now it's like, you need this now.
Yeah.
It's like, here you go.
I think I'm glad I didn't, because I think if I was a regular kid and like hit puberty when I was 13, I would have tried to fuck and I would have like too early and I would have fucking failed high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I would have been way
that
too.
And I wasn't fucking.
You're like, you make it seem like just puberty was the only thing. If you go through puberty, then you're fucking.
Yeah, instantly. Yeah. No, you can still just be a full loser with hair and a dick. You can have all the takings of a man and yet the mind of a child. And
your balls don't drop and then everyone's like, wow, let's fuck
that was you as a kid. I could see you as a kid, like, eating a Twinkie and be like, you think puberty means you fuck, kid? You think that's what it means? Trust me.
He's in sixth grade talking to the fifth graders. He's like, I'm not fucking at all.
Yeah, believe me over here. Shit's drier than these Lunchables, bud.
That reminds me. Give me that.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, did you have like a... here's a question that we like to ask. Yeah. Has your dad seen you do stand-up comedy?
Yeah, too much probably.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you got a supportive daddy.
Yeah. My parents feel weird about it. They were not...
As they should.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, it is it's a horrible decision.
You're an emotional stripper.
That we've made.
Yes. And it's weird.
Yeah. So they correctly feel weird about it. They were not very supportive like when I started it. And then I think it was like... Well, it was. They got freaked out when I started taking it seriously.
Yep.
You know, I was like, yeah, but, you know, I would leave my job for sure if that meant, like, you know, I couldn't do it or whatever. And that they started getting freaked out by that. Now they come around and they come to shows like, yeah, arguably too much. The last show I did in Minnesota, we were at Sisyphus Brewing. And
I'm about to be there.
Oh, my parents came two nights in a row.
Oh, ooh, dude, that's too much.
Two-nighter.
Horrible. Like, the second show, I had a visibly bad time on stage. Like watching back the clip, I'm like, all right, I let that get to me a little bit too much.
Well, because you're like, listen, it's the same shit. Even if I was on top of my game,
yeah,
famous comedian, I'm probably going to run the same hour.
Yeah, I want you seeing me once a year.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
I think that's how I feel about all my, yeah. It's even harder. Yeah. You have like a significant other. They always want to come to shows and you're like, God, it's kind of, you always feel like, pressure. Like, we got a hot new minute and a half.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you hoping to see?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like usually significant others, like they understand it. Yeah. And that's my family. I've had to be like, because my siblings are great too. They'll come.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys do have to understand, like, it's an act. And the shit I'm saying about you, like, because I talk about my family a lot. And so I'm like, you can't, like, chime in. Because that's like, my dad has, like, heckled me before. When I'm talking about him. Dude, last time I was there, because he's a doctor, and I have a bunch of stuff about, like, anti-vaxxers and stuff. And I had some dumb riff about, like, the vaccine not working. And my dad, like yelled. He was so hammered.
I'd have a meltdown, dude, from the crowd.
And I was like, oh, this is not great. Yeah.
I can't believe my dad heckled
me. I'd probably have the best set of my entire life.
I mean, I got a couple fun riffs out of it.
Hour and a half rocked and loaded. My dad is the reason I'm good at dealing with heckers, is you just have to have just a shitload of repressed rage sitting right at the gun. And so if someone comes at you on stage, you just fire that clip.
Yeah.
So if it was the source, I mean, we're lighting
right, you're like, you just unlatched the old, the treasure chest that I have on you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Kenyon's on stage and then his dad heckles him. And then you're like, oh, this is why I did
comedy. Yeah.
It's like in anime. Like, I've been training my whole life for this.
Final form all of a sudden.
Like truly the final boss.
Yeah.
It's the
God, that is like, that's like the, it's like a therapy exercise. It's like, have you done face your fears, do stand up for your father alone, and he's gonna heckle you.
Oh my god. I mean, my dad used to heckle me when I was playing soccer. He's a British guy, soccer's pretty big.
At least it's kind of a fun accent when he's yelling at you.
Yeah, but it would terrify everybody else.
Oh, for sure. Well, they also probably assumed he was, like, incredible at soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he was
the
shit,
guy who invented
dude.
Soccer.
He was on the British national team.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I remember, I've probably told this story before, but he was screaming at me about something. I was, like, walking on and he was like, you know what, Nick? If you're not going to play, fucking get off the field.
Jesus.
And I just I started angry crying on the field.
That, like, heavy breathing.
Like, shut up, Dad. And everyone could see I was crying. And they were like, oh, my God. And I was still, like, on the field, like, running around, like, trying to play. But, like, just tears running down my face.
Was he ever your coach?
For a little bit, he got banned. He got kicked off.
Wait, how are we not talking about
that? We have way before, but yeah, he slipped on the ball. He did one of those things where he was trying to pass the ball, stepped over it, because it was like a size 3 or something. Steps over it, full slips on his ass, falls on his back, and he just yelled out, like, for fuck's sake, fuck me. Like, he just hurt.
Yeah.
And one of the kids was like, Mom, the soccer coach today cussed, and I got really scared. And she wrote an email, dude, and he was gone.
Oh, so I'm on your dad's seat.
I think
Soprano style, this kid needs a visit.
I thought that was going to be a way darker story. I thought you were going to be like, well, he started hitting
us. Well, it was so... No. He was so... like, he hated doing it so much, he was relieved when the email came. He was like, oh, I don't have to do it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's how he probably felt about having you. You're out.
He's like, can I get one of these emails for Nick?
He actually saw me do stand-up recently. I opened for Dan Soder at the Good Nights. And it was sold-out crowd. The show went fucking awesome. Like, set went great. Whole show was great. After the show, I'm meeting up with them outside of the comedy club. And I was like, Dad, what'd you think? And he didn't say, like, oh, you were great, really funny. He was like, I loved being on the list. We got a nice table. I tell you, that's top class treatment there.
You know what?
This is a nice comedy club being on the list.
And you're like,
I love it.
Did you catch my set?
Yeah. I was like, I got an applause break in like five seconds. It was pretty hot, you know? And my mom cried. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, let's relax.
During the show or after?
After. She was like, I'm just so proud of you.
Oh, that's great. That's
those
awesome.
Are like the two polar extremes of not.
I know. It's like way too much.
One person that's like, I'm literally never going to give you the validation you seek. Uh-huh. And that causes you to do stand up in the first place.
Yeah.
The other person just being like, oh my God. Like, I dreams coming true. And you're like,
your dad's like, they have great bathrooms here. Also,
yeah. Thanks. I love that sentence because it's like, oh, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's never going to.
I couldn't do anything.
There's never, like, you can record the special and your dad will literally just be like, yeah, I mean, they gave
great fish and chips. Yeah. Lovely. We had a great meal before this. You know?
The Uber over here.
Yeah. That was a great. That was a great British accent.
You got it.
I've never.
Uber is a hard one. Uber? That word. Uber?
I'm kind of one of those people where I am occasionally talented. All right. Not all the time, so I'm not full time comedian, but every now and then I can pull something up.
There we go.
Well, Tommy, do you want to plug anything before you
are we already wrapping up? This is great.
Bro.
Wow, look at this.
You have a quip or talk about your dad slightly?
Yeah, sure.
The heckling story was good, but yeah.
I got one fun one because I feel bad that I just shared that he heckled me. Because my dad and I don't know if you guys, do you guys say I love you to your dad?
Yeah,
that's
kind of a heavy question for me. So
okay, well, because me and my dad, I truly don't know if we've ever said I love.
Oh,
each
wow. Oh wow, okay.
But it's very odd because I know he loves his kids, but like he doesn't. We don't know how to communicate.
That's very heavy. Midwestern
me and my dad get
energy.
For sure big
me and,
time.
Me and my dad get really drunk together. Do
you
guys do that?
Yeah, oh, for sure. We get
and
we
it
get
still
really
doesn't happen even after a couple.
He'll
of...
say like he's thrown like a, I'm proud of you at me before because I'm like
as close as you're gonna get.
That is as close as I get.
Proud is just code for love.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that'd my
be
dad,
so funny
like,
if he was
so
like I'm proud of you, and then you go, do you love me? And he goes, are you gay?
He's like, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I was proud. You don't realize my son's gay.
He's like, Jesus Christ, you got some shit to work through.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get out of my house.
I was trying to have a moment with you.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got all gay
until you got
me.
A fucking hard on for it.
You take that shit to your mother. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's wild. Because if every time I talk to my mom on the phone, it's like, love you, bye.
Yeah.
When me and my dad talk on the phone, it's like, all right. Yeah. We'd both just kind of make noises at the end and then we hang up.
How much wars, like school shoot, everything could be avoided if just two grown men just went, hey, I love and care about you.
I love you.
Hey, you raised me. I'm your son. I love you. But instead it's like, oh, all right, feelings. Take the phone, throw in the trash.
Throw it out the window of the car. Yeah.
Just
don't know when I'll see you again. Yeah. All right.
No, my dad.
Wouldn't mind seeing you again.
Just, like, what was that? Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
I was talking to someone else. No, my dad showed his love like through ashes. Like my dad made a hockey rink in our backyard every year for my whole childhood, which ruled. It was amazing.
Yeah.
We're like in a city little lot. Like it's just a small backyard and it's weirdly shaped. And he would make an ice rink like in the back. And it was great. We played hockey. All my friends would come over. But one morning at like he would do this before going to work at like 5 a.m. So he's up. It's dark, and he gets out there, and he's flooding it with the hose. He slips, falls on his back, knocks the wind out of him. He can't move. Hose is going straight in the air. It's -5 degrees in Minnesota. It's 5 in the morning. No one's awake. He's sitting there thinking, like, this is how I die.
This is it.
I freeze myself to my backyard. What a terrible way to go out. And he eventually recovered. He, like, probably got pneumonia or some shit.
Yeah.
But it's like that's the quintessential. Like, I'm like, my dad can't tell me he loves you. Like, we can't say I love you to each other. But he's getting up at 5 a.m.
To
flood the rink. Almost killed himself. Yeah. So that's,
I know,
that's
if
how
you
said
like, you never say I love you to each other. He's like, I almost killed myself. Yeah. Hey,
what do you need? Yeah, what do you want from me?
I saw God in our backyard because of you.
Saw my whole life pass through my eyes, and it was a great life of never having to say I love you. Yeah. And you're going to take that from me.
Let me tell you, that didn't cross my mind out there. I wasn't like, God, I wish I could say I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my little quip.
That's awesome, man. Well, thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Plug your podcast one more time.
Oh, Roommates in Law. It's a podcast, web series with fellow comic Tim Smith. It's very fun.
Very
fun. On the pod. Fun guy.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. There we go. Friend of the pod. And then... I don't know. I don't really. I'm closing out the last day I'm in Chicago. I'm closing out the Laugh Factory Verified Laughs March 30th or something.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know. Come on out.
And if you're listening to this and you're in Minnesota, I'm at Sisyphus this weekend hosting for Paul Hooper.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there's going to be way too many people I know at that show. So
wait a second. This weekend?
No, next weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Next weekend. Yeah.
This is going to be later. But, all right, sweet. Yeah, and come out to the Lincoln Lodge every goddamn
night.
Best place in the city.
Hot shows, favorite venue in the city. For sure. Fucking check out our Patreon, because
we're going to go crazy tonight on the Patreon,
go
actually.
Crazy tonight on the Patreon. Also, I need to enter a new tier on the Patreon where if you pay a certain amount, I will just come to your door and beg.
Yeah.
I'll just beg you every month.
I think you're getting... I don't think anybody wants that.
I don't think
that's a good product.
Either, you gotta bring something when you come up. I thought you had a different idea.
Like,
you
know, come to your door
and
service you.
I'm gonna beg you to renew?
Yeah. I just want to show that's my dedication.
All right.
Yeah. Going.
Yeah. There we go.
All right.
Go to
the
Patreon.
Thanks again, Tommy. That was a blast.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. You just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could... follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.